From WHQR Public Media, I'm Shauna Kenny, and this is Wild Things. I cover creatures and critters of the coastal Carolinas and the people who care for them. Come with me, let's get wild.
If you've been to the south end of Wrightsville Beach over the summer, you've probably noticed all of the warning signs about birds nesting in a cordoned off section of sand beneath the dunes. If you've gotten too close, you may have been fussed at by a black skimmer, like this fellow did on one hot July morning.
Royal tern fledgling that thought it might want to get into the colony.
That is Lindsay Addison, a biologist with Audubon, North Carolina. The sleek black and white birds sport red bills with huge underbites, their namesake, a mandible allowing them to skim the surface of the ocean for fish. Since 2009, the south end of Wrightsville Beach and Masonboro Inlet have been home to one of the largest black skimmer colonies in the state. They land on our shores every April, where they mate, nest, and nurture their chicks until migrating further south. Of the hundreds of birds posted up here today, many were hatched here themselves years ago, Addison tells me as she notates the codes on some of their banded legs. Down the beach, two other volunteers look over the outdoor nursery. They're among over 80 volunteers, called bird stewards, who take turns monitoring the skimmers and shifts while educating the public on the importance of giving the birds space. It takes a village to raise a colony of beach-nesting birds. Like human tourists and locals, the skimmers like our big sandy beaches and the local seafood. They're also a designated state-threatened species by the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission due to their vulnerability to rising sea levels, loss of habitat to development, and disturbance from people. Even well-meaning humans, a photographer who gets too close, loud passersby, can interfere with their survival, as moments away from the nest prevent parents from the important business of caring for their young. When distracted by a dog or a frisbee flying into the posted area, adults fly up, separating from their eggs and chicks to address the perceived danger, leaving them vulnerable to other threats from heat stress to a hungry crow. The string and signs, the volunteers, most of the work we do is related to keeping the families together so the adults can protect the young, says Addison. Today, there's an unmoving chick in the middle of two colonies. Addison says it may have wandered off when a parent got distracted, or it could have been ill. Another chick, popping out from under its parent's wing, holds its mouth open, gaping, as a cooling mechanism. Meanwhile, the adults take turns on skimming expeditions, returning with little silver fish to drop into their chicks' mouths up to 12 times per day. The Audubon Society protects birds and their habitats, incidentally protecting things that people need to live healthy lives too, like clean drinking water. And while these kind humans do what they can to protect birds like the skimmers, the birds themselves work together to protect their colonies. There's chatter amongst the adults when a perceived threat comes near, and sometimes there is what is called a dread flight. A sudden, seemingly coordinated liftoff of the whole group. They circle in one direction, then settle back into their posts. We cannot see what caused this one, but all seems to be well again. By the end of August, most of these hatchlings will fledge, staying close to their parents as they learn to fish. In the fall, big flocks congregate at local inlets in anticipation of the big push south once the weather turns cold. Skimmers from all over the Atlantic Flyway will be here, all resting and fattening up for migration. And by the time you hear this, they'll be gone, flying further south to winter in Florida and the Caribbean. But they'll be back at Wrightsville again next spring. Some of the youngsters will return, some will form their own flocks and nest elsewhere. The lucky ones could live to be over 20 years old. Like college students heading off on their own for the first time, let's give the black skimmers room to fly, wish them safe travels, and welcome them back to their haven next spring.
This is the sound of a nice, calm colony. They, you know, they're very social, so they talk to each other. These are kind of contact calls. I'm here. Where are you? I'm here. There you are. So they're, when they come in, the least terns will call to their chicks. It's kind of a fish call, so that I have a fish. And then they have you know, an alarm call, which sounds similar, but it's louder and more rapid. And, you know, we're not hearing that. So that's what we want.
If you'd like to volunteer or support the work of Audubon, go to nc.audubon.org.
I'm Shauna Kenny. This has been Wild Things. You can find more episodes at whqr.org and on your favorite podcast app.
This episode was executive produced by Ben Schachman, mixed and edited by Kel Schoenberg. The music is by Mike Holliday, and the logo is by Jeffrey Everett at Rockets Are Red. Thanks for listening. See you in the wild.
Wild Things is a WHQR podcast made possible by a grant from the Fourth Estate Fund.